How about if you didn't need to spend all time and effort fixing the mind, just see what it's made of? Welcome to episode 4. In the last episode, we explored the idea of the aperture, how your mind's openness or contraction shapes not just your own clarity and resourcefulness, but also the very world that you experience. So the aperture is that important. How do we fix it? Well, here's the twist. You don't need to fix the aperture. You don't need to manage it. And actually, you can't. Instead, you just have a deep realization about what it's made of. So consider this. What if your natural state is actually clarity, ease, connection? Not something that we can achieve or do, but something that's already there, like the sky before the weather. That's the spaciousness of an expanded aperture. It's not a reward or something to seek, it's the default. When you're not caught in the noise of self-identification, when we're not tangled in a story of who we are and how things should be, our mind naturally rests in that expansive quality and life flows. Think about it now, right now, press pause. Take a moment right now and think of a time you were in flow. Maybe you were exercising, you were doing sport, you were in a deep conversation, you were cooking, dancing, singing, mowing the lawn. Notice how things felt simple, alive, and effortless. But also notice something else. In those moments, where were you? You'll probably notice there was no you there doing those moments. They were just happening. No inner narrator, no controller, just being, just awareness. That's not a coincidence. That's the expanded aperture and the separate self dissolving. This points to something deeper. You are not the me that appears in your head. You are not the me that appears in the mirror. You are the space it appears in. Now, in the next episode, we're going to explore the biggest misunderstanding of all, the case of mistaken identity.